It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley.
Kaneel.
I'm BM.
And we're all, right. all friends in the entertainment industry.
Yeah! All right, we're all friends.
Yes, and we've gathered here to talk about our two cents on adulthood because we've just become adults ourselves, and we're transitioning into adulthood. Yes.
Is it about adulthood?
I mean, like, all the ups and downs you go through in adulthood. We talk about, like, dating, we talk about gossiping,
talk about cheating,
we talk about life,
about money, life, career, life, yeah,
all
everything.
That.
Whatever you guys want to hear, we'll be talking about it and giving our perspectives on it.
Yes, sir.
Which isn't much, but
why not? You should value your own perspectives more.
Yes. There are going to be a lot of personal stories that we'll share with you guys. And
as detailed as possible. Mm. Up to the point where it won't ruin our careers.
Yeah, we've been friends for so long and we know each other pretty well. Mm-hmm. So we'll also be exposing each other too. So if you guys want all the tea, make sure to tune in and watch all the full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. And
also subscribe to our Spotify and Apple podcasts and also leave a review there. I think that might be the only place you can leave a review, actually.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Listen. Goodbye.
Bye.
Today, we're talking about crushes.
Cooties.
Oh, yes. Almost all of us have had them and they made us act perhaps out of pocket in our bid for love.
Out of pocket.
Do you guys remember? Wait. Before I do that. Subscribe. Ooh, I'm getting excited. If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or comment on their shows, videos on youtube.com/divestudiospodcast and make sure to subscribe. Also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review.
Five star review.
Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Yeah.
So now let's get into it.
Okay.
All right. Right. Do you guys remember your first crush? I honestly don't remember.
I do.
Really? I do.
Me too.
Popped up. Bro, she's so cute.
Dude, my first crush went to jail.
What?
Okay, wait. I have a question.
What?
Wait. Okay. When did you have your first crush?
Well, like, my first ever crush was probably, like, in third grade. But I don't remember anything. And then this was in seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And wait, when did he go to jail?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah.
Like, the year after that.
Eighth grade?
Yeah.
Can I ask for what?
Wait, you can go to jail. Isn't it just juvenile?
It's probably juvie.
Yeah,
he
went
to juvie.
Okay.
What do you do?
I don't know if he's out or not. But
is that too… Okay, I won't ask
what did he do?
I don't know. Oh.
So you like them bad boys.
I do.
You like the Napa Namja. Okay.
No, but yeah. He was cute. What almost everyone had a crush on him.
Did you see that? That was creepy. Yeah, but no. But he was…
yeah.
No, okay.
But I've never talked to him. Like, ever.
Oh, it was just like a secret crush.
Yeah,
like,
I was really shy back then.
You didn't give him like any… hints or…
Mm-mm. He probably thought I was like a little baby.
Was there any interaction whatsoever, like at all?
He was dating my friend, so I was like the third wheel.
Oh, okay. You were like, you were still in the circle with him then.
Oh, you a bad girl too then.
Why?
Yeah, he was dating your
friend. I didn't go after him. I just thought he was cute. Wow. And I had a crush on him before she started dating him.
Oh, yeah. So she stole him.
No, I didn't even tell her. It was just drum. Like my own little crush.
Oh, so you couldn't even do anything about it.
Damn. Oh, that's the sissy.
I was happy for her.
So nice. You were happy for her? No, you weren't. Don't lie.
Yeah, look at your eyes.
I was crying at home.
Dang.
No.
So like the level of crush, is it like, I want him to be my boyfriend. Like, I'm in love with them already. Like, is it like that? Or is it just like…
Oh, he's cute. He's hot.
He's cute. He's hot. I wonder what he's doing right now.
That's pretty much like… Okay, yeah. What about you, Pinya? Did you ever have a crush?
I don't remember my first crush.
Dang. When…
I mean, it's probably like elementary school, right? Probably.
Do you remember
when the kids started having crushes?
The last girl or the very first girl that you like just really wanted? Said that kind of weird. That you earned for.
Who did I lust for? I don't know. The first… I think like after my first like girlfriend, like that was like the hardest, you know, to like be verbal about. But after that, I think I was pretty like verbal. Like if I was interested, I was like pretty straightforward. I think.
So who was your first crush?
You know if I say their name?
No, I'm saying
you know some people back in Chicago.
Was it your first girlfriend?
But no, he said first girlfriend. So you made your first crush your first girlfriend.
I don't think she was my first crush though.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
She was my first crush. Mm.
But she was someone that you weren't very verbal about and you were nervous about the first time when you… Dang, but you still pulled that though.
Yeah. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah. You're a man, Pinio. Let's go.
Give me monster. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Wait, what was your first crush?
So in fifth grade and sixth grade elementary school, I had the biggest crush on this girl. She's the cutest girl I ever seen ever. Mm-mm. Man, aww. She was so cute. I when I was young, I was more on the chunky side. I was a little chunky monkey, bro.
Like,
I
was me too, bro. Like, me too, bro.
I was like big boy status, but I was a fast big boy. Like, I was fast. So we would always play like tag football, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her and her little like girl group, they would always watch from the sides and like, you know, if I'm not fast, I gotta be something. So like every time we play, I like, you know, like notice her there, I'll just be like, whoo, and just catch the ball. And like everything revolved around her. Like everything I remember revolved around her. But she dated my best friend.
Oh no.
She dated the guy that I kicked it with every day.
Did he know you liked her?
Neither of them knew. But like…
Wait, neither… She dated two?
No.
Oh.
She was dating him.
So she was dating
him and I was just like straight up in love with her. Like crying in bed because I know… No, she's dating my best friend. But I still love my best friend and I still like… She was a close friend of mine too. So like… There would be times where me and my best friend are kicking it. Me and my best friend and her are kicking it together. And they're like, you know, flirty and whatnot. And like, I just got to act like… I got to hold it inside of me to just like act like that's nothing to me. But really like, it's like crushing my world inside me.
And, your mouth smiling but you're crying.
Yeah. And then there would also be times… Because we all lived really close to each other. Like our houses were really close.
Yeah.
There would also be times… She lives a street below me. I'll ride my scooter down and then like she'd be like, come over. And like we'd be like playing outside. I don't even remember why we were just outside. We were just, you know, like back when you're younger, you're just like on the swings and you're just talking.
Yeah, dude.
I would have those moments with her. I was just like, it would be the best time of my life. But I couldn't do anything. Like she was dating my best friend. Like, yeah. So
that sucks.
That went on from like fifth grade to like seventh grade. I was in love with her for a while.
2 years. Dang.
Yeah. And never pulled it. Never pulled her. Yeah.
Wow. Just like that?
Well, I mean,
the end?
If she dated his best friend, it's like… Yeah,
what can I do, you know?
Wait, so did they… I mean, they broke up, right?
That all after… when did they break up? I think they broke up like… a long time after I moved out of that city. So,
but even if like it was, well, he's in the bro code.
That's
bro.
True.
Yeah, bro code. Like bro that was code. Heavy for me because me and him kicked it every day. We shot airsoft guns together. We played football together.
Oh, yo.
We skated together. We scootered together. We did everything together. We swam together. Shoot, man.
Are you still friends with him?
Oh no, I haven't talked to him in a cool minute. After, no, because you know when you leave the, what was the thing back then? I think it was MySpace back then. Like we would like keep in touch through MySpace a couple times,
oh, yeah,
but
MySpace,
you know, when you move to a different city, you go to a different school, you meet new people, and
then your top five changed.
Yeah. You know, yeah, things happen as you go on. But that was my first crush. I want to say her name. I still remember her name, full name too. Ooh.
Wow.
Call it out.
No.
No, have you ever, like, it's like in like high school, you thought like this girl was like super hot, right?
Yeah.
And then like, and then these days,
yeah.
You go and like you somehow find them on Instagram and you're just like, oh, what happened?
Yo.
You know what I'm talking about?
Some of them became moms and are still hot.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I didn't like, find that many people.
Shout out some of my high school friends. They'll take good care of yourselves. Seriously, they take really good care of their
really?
Moms now. Gave birth and still look like that. I'm like, damn.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think it was because we're in this industry where we have to take care of ourselves.
True that. You know, skin
and it's like
and
Korea just takes care of their like skin. And
they're
everything.
Big on it. They're big on skin
beauty.
Care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. So when you have a crush on someone, like, let's say now.
Yeah.
Are you the type to like pursue that person?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you do it? How do you go about that?
I love this subject, bro. Just love. Just love and just like affection. That stuff. I'm hungry for all that.
It's like, let's say you have a crush on. Yeah. Are you having to say yeah?
How do I pursue? I think it always depends on like how the relationship with them started. Mm. Like sometimes like it could be a girl that you know I'm already best friends with, but like I just gotta break it to her. Like how do I break it to her? That's I think that's something that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, sometimes for sure. Right? So you don't want to ruin the friendship either.
Yeah. So. You know, that was kind of always a thing for me because I was always like the teddy bear guy. You know, I was Chunky Monkey for a while, bro. I was big for a while. And I was kind of always like that comfortable shoulder for girls to lean on. And some of my friends tell me like they actually thought they were cute back in the day too. And I was like, you never expressed that. You know, you could have told me. You know, is it because I grew up now that all of a sudden I look cute? You know?
No, now you think I'm cute.
No. All jokes aside. But yeah, if I have a crush… Okay, I don't pursue all the time. I think it always depends on the situation.
Mm. For sure.
So,
he's so happy talking about it.
I think I had like a crush in like different situations too. Like,
what do you mean?
When you guys were young, did you guys have like dances?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? When, it's
like
since
school
when?
Dances?
Yeah.
Since sixth grade.
Sixth grade,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, were you guys getting down in sixth grade too? We were getting down in sixth grade. We're doing all that in sixth grade. Our teachers were walking around just breaking up everyone. Y'all sixth grade, a bunch of little freaks. Hey, back up on each other. Man. So for me, since a young age, like… I feel like dancing has always been a way to like kind of try to make myself there.
Mm-hmm.
And like in their eyes. Yeah. So I was like… one of those. You know?
You were doing the woe in sixth grade?
No.
Ahead of your time.
I was doing the crip walk back then. I used to sea walk. That was my first dance.
Sea walk.
Got me into…
No, that was for sure trending.
Right?
Man, so, everyone was trying to do that.
The sea walk, lean with it, rock with it. What was next? Like the Nene, Juju on the beat one time. Hey.
Superman.
Soulja Boy dance. Was crazy back then. So yeah, I think for me, I just…
You just dance always, in front of them when you're interested?
If there's music.
Oh.
Alright, so if you're BM's hype man… And you see a girl that he's got a crush on, make
play
sure you
music.
Got a boombox.
Yeah.
Just start playing music.
Yeah. Trap music.
Trap music. All right, there you go.
How do you do it?
Me, I think I'm just like, I'm pretty straightforward. I'm just like, I don't know. Sometimes it's like, if I think it's like, it, like, I'm like, I'm not sure though. Then I'll be like, yo, like, let's go on a few dates. I'm not saying let's date right now. Like, mm-hmm. let's not be like girlfriend, boyfriend. Let's uh-huh. like try a few dates. And then…
But kick it with me one time.
Yeah,
like
it's
that,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's like, if there's a little click, then there's a mm-hmm. click. If not, then it's like, all right, we could just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then if I'm like, oh, man, I like her. Then I'm like, oh, it's like, I'm interested. It's like, how do you feel?
Oh, damn. You break it down like that? Like, just like straight
up? I'm pretty straightforward.
Damn. Oh. I can't do that. It's but, really hard for me to bring it up. That takes a lot of man,
but…
Bro.
So, I used to be like that in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I came to Korea. And then I was like, oh, I can't do that here.
You shy now?
Oh,
no.
And then I got shy. And then like, it's like building back up though. It's like I'm more towards the straightforward side now.
True, true.
I think.
Dang, I still can't do that.
So you can do it.
Like the inner me is still chunky monkey, bro. Like,
you're softy.
I'm still a little.
No, you can do it. You can do it.
All right. Maybe next time if I have that, I'm gonna need you to coach me one time.
All right. All right. I don't know if I could coach, but all right.
We'll get one of those earpieces. Ask her now. Ask her now.
So I used to always wait for someone to like, you know, express their interest in me first. Like I would just like wait around because I was always too sissy to, you know, say something first. But then I changed like a year ago and I was like, why am I living my life this way? Like if I like someone, like I should express it. Like, you know, no regrets, you know?
Did you have like a defining moment like where you just had an epiphany and you were like, I gotta go get it like that?
Yeah, it was when I broke up with my last boyfriend.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, like, I have to live my life to the fullest.
Okay.
And then so
wait,
I met…
Hold on.
Yeah? What?
You said you changed a year ago.
Yeah.
And you said… Okay, no, never mind. No, yeah. Moving along. All right. Yeah.
He put in two pieces together. So.
All right. You know.
Yeah, right. So then like I met someone through a mutual friend. And it wasn't like to set us up. It was like just to hang out. And then, you know, I didn't get his number or anything. And then like I just kept thinking about him. And I was like, damn, I want to see him again.
That's
like,
a crush. That's a crush
like,
right there.
Yeah, I want to hang out with him again. So then for the first time ever, I slid into his DM.
Oh!
Like it was the first time I ever did that. But I was like I want to hang out with him again. So, you know, and then I even asked you guys for advice. I was like, what do I do? Like, I like him. But then I feel like he's going to think I'm too easy if I just like slide into his DM. Mm-hmm. And you guys are all like, no, you have to send it because you're
it's
the one that's interested. Yeah.
They didn't ask me.
Oh, it was in the other group chat. Sorry. Yeah, so then I DM'd him and then I straight up was like, hey, like, let's hang out. Like, I was like, here's my number. Text me. And then, yeah, that's when it started. Like,
oh, he was probably scared at first. Like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
like,
I'm sorry.
He said he wasn't interested in me at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
where did that DM go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By
anyways.
You saying in the beginning he wasn't, that means after there was a difference.
Okay, moving on. Have you ever slid into someone's DM?
All right.
Have you ever slid into someone's DM?
Didn't even
no,
text me about the
actually.
DM.
Actually.
No.
Like, because I was interested in them as…
A friend?
Yeah, no. Like more than a friend? Like a crush? Like are you asking me if I… No, never. I've never done that before.
Me neither.
Have you ever like gone up to a stranger and asked for their numbers?
Yeah.
I mean like after you debuted?
Yeah.
Dang!
Oh wait, what? No?
Really? How'd it go?
They hit you back? Yeah! Yay!
Oh my god, like, where did you meet her? Club?
Why are you turning it on me?
I'm just asking!
I want to know what happened after the beginning!
Asking. Okay, anyways, yeah. So you
you
never
guys,
did it?
No, I haven't. Dang, you guys are bold. I can't do that. I need music.
No, but it was a little easier for me because it was like…
Someone you knew?
No, I didn't know them. But it was like a friend of like a Nuna that I knew.
Oh, okay. So you guys knew of each other?
No. First time I saw her.
Dang. Love at first sight. Maybe
about,
not love.
I don't know about love.
Yeah, just.
I was like, oh, she's cute.
She's cute. Okay.
But she was like drunk. So I was like, what's your number? Let's get some food when you sober up. You know, because no, like even in the
I'm
Bible,
saying,
in the beginning,
I'm just saying,
there
I
was
did
nothing.
That once.
Okay, okay.
Like I'm a changed person now.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
just saying, you don't have to wait for someone to come up to you.
I've changed my ways.
Yeah, if you like someone, go
no,
up
but
to
that's
them
not
first.
What you said in the beginning.
I was just
with.
Saying.
You said
that's
in the
how
beginning.
I live my life now.
No, you said in the beginning he wasn't interested. You
no, I said he said he wasn't
all.
Interested.
No, you said in the beginning he wasn't interested in
but
me
I'm
at all.
But what I'm curious about is how'd you get him to be interested?
Yeah.
Hey, Ashley got
is
a
that
little
with the eyebrow.
No, I don't know. I just talk a lot. Like we just
oh, you talk a lot.
Talked a lot. Talked a lot.
You talked a lot.
Yeah. Mm.
So
you know how like in Korea
of...
they do like the mirdang thing.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Push and pull. I can't do that.
Are you a puller?
What's that?
Like
I mean,
you know how mirdang means push
yeah,
and pull.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are you
so
the puller?
Is like where like it's like you just constantly like. Not
yeah,
pushing
yeah, yeah,
away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you the puller.
Yeah.
Damn,
just, like,
there's not a lot of girls like that.
Just keep like texting and like.
Wait,
like,
but are you like, are you like, are you like annoying puller?
I don't know. I guess
like,
I have to
like,
ask that person.
It's like, why aren't you responding? It's only like 30
oh,
minutes.
Oh, no,
like,
heck no. I don't
you?
Do that.
Like, oh, okay.
You want to pull up those DMs one time?
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I just ask a lot of questions, I think. I always end a convo with a question so it'll go on. That
ooh.
It won't just end there.
Okay.
Because you so can't say like, oh, I'm eating
right
now.
There's a little tip for you guys.
Yeah, I can't I can't be like, I'm eating right now. Then he's going to be like, okay, enjoy your meal. And it's going to end there. I have to be like, I'm eating right now. This is what I ate. What did you eat? And then it continues.
Mm.
I have a question.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a crush on someone that you work with?
That I work with?
Yeah. Like a… Okay, I guess
like,
not.
Like,
next question.
Who is your crush?
Well, I mean, I don't have one. I was just curious. It's on the list.
You mean, you mean work with as in like in the same field?
Just like they were around you, I guess.
So like hairstylist or like makeup?
Oh yeah, that would pertain.
That would count?
Yeah.
No, never.
No, you ain't never seen no cute hairstylist? Like guy hairstylist or guy makeup artist? Manager?
Hey.
Hell no. So how do you know when someone is like interested back in you?
I don't know.
It's in their eyes. It's in their eyes. It's in
their
eyes and the smile. If those two work together, I can see. Yeah.
I don't
know what I just said.
You can see it.
There's the googly eyes. I bet you. You couldn't see because it was a phone screen, but while he was DMing you, he had googly eyes.
Mm.
Yup.
Yeah. You got googly eyes.
I was probably like this too. No,
see?
But then, yeah, I think you could tell when you're like talking online because they'll respond like a lot. And
no, but I'm…
You know they're interested by how you talk to each other. Oh, no? Like you know if someone's not interested because they don't respond or they're just like, hi, okay.
I'm pretty good at responding.
The length of time and like… How much effort they put into like what their response was. I don't know. For me, like when I respond to someone, I always like say it again to see what it sounds like.
Really?
So if it sounds like dull and like there's not much to respond back, then I kind of like… Oh, I always had a question. The conversation has to keep like, you know, continuously going.
That's what she said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So I do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you know if a girl likes you back?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
I feel like there's
I just go for it.
Really?
I told you, yeah.
Well, so what if you like, you know, you went on a couple of dates and you want to ask her out, but you're not sure if she likes you, like if she's going to say yes. Like how do you… What's the goal for you to be like,
oh,
let's
know.
Date?
But
so
like,
you just take your chances.
Yeah, like if… Like you just go on a few dates and then it's like, oh, if I like her, it's like I might as well express it.
Mm.
And then if they say yes, it's like, awesome. If not, it's like,
oh.
You know how there's like little steps that you like feel like you need to take before you bust out the question?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, like we here at this date, now I gotta talk to her. I gotta, you know, show her me and like get to know her and whatnot. Like, what do you usually do in that little thing?
Like, I mean, I just…
Is there like
just
a…
Talk.
Just talk?
Yeah, just talk. Just talk. Ask them about their like hobbies.
Uh-huh.
Ask them like just like what they like and stuff. And then you gotta listen.
Hey.
You gotta listen.
Ooh.
Catch those details.
Okay,
you know?
Coach.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Catch those details. And
yeah,
then like
yeah.
next time, you know, it's like you see something that they mentioned.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, like let's say what's something that you like? I don't know.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah, right? It's like sweet potatoes, right?
Uh-huh.
And let's say like you're just walking, you pass by the sweet potato cart, send them a picture, be like, hey,
Oh, no, you have to buy it.
No, if you're meeting them, you buy it, obviously. If you're meeting them, you buy it, obviously. But it's like, but if you're like not meeting that thing,
take
a picture of the car and be like, hey, it's like, it reminded me of you.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, I guess it's sweet.
That's pretty cute.
But if you are going to meet them, but like, let's say it's like, I don't know, let's say there was like sweet potato, like pattern on clothes or something. I don't know. Don't do that. But actual potatoes would be best. But yeah. But just it's like the little detail stuff, you know? Just listen to that stuff and remember it.
Yeah.
And then it's way easier for presents too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just pictured something super funny when you said that.
Or like sweet potato pattern, like
like, I like sweet potatoes.
It's like, hey, like, I thought you would like it. she gave me like the worst example I could use.
Sorry.
Sweet potato. I was like, all right, how am I going to work with
it?
I mean, I don't know. You could like, let's say you're out for dinner or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next time you could be like, oh, let's go to a cafe. They got nice like sweet potato bingsu.
True. Oh,
something like that.
True.
Just remember
the
details.
I don't know. For me, I think I don't know. When I like someone, especially like in the early stages, you know, when your heart's like fluttering,
mm-hmm.
I think I smile different and like I kind of…
You smile different.
Like, you know, like in front of my friends, I'll be like… and then in front of them, I'll be like…
What?
Okay, it's not that different, but you know, you'll just kind of… I don't know. You'll naturally be shy. So you're not going to be in front… You're not going to be shy in front of someone
you
don't
like. You put up like a little front. You put up a little front.
You're just going to be like a little shy. And just like…
So funny.
But it's like… But from a guy's perspective, it's like… We don't know if you're usually like that or not, right? So how are they supposed to know?
That's a hard question.
That's a hard question.
I don't know. And it's different for everyone.
Yeah. That's true.
Damn. I'm like kind of the shy one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I'm in my head. Like, if when I'm on a date, I'll put this out there. I'm straight up. When I'm on my first date or like I'm in the process of getting to know them,
mm-hmm.
I'm so in my head too much that like what comes out of here is just a mess of what's in here. You know what I mean? So like the order of what I say and like the what I mean to say versus what actually comes out, like I'm awkward. Yeah.
Wait, actually, I thought of something like girls do. It's like little skinships here and there.
Oh,
it's like little touches. Like
girls get touchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss that. I feel like American girls were like much more like
flirty that way.
Yeah, flirty that way.
No, but I feel like in Korea it doesn't really matter because everyone's so touchy like in general.
True. Even with friends too.
Yeah, so it's like a little different, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
With guys and girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I thought they were more like reserved.
That's what I thought too. But as I see more and more, there are a lot of Korean people that are very touchy without intentions of being flirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I like that too.
Yeah.
Mm. I think one way you can notice if a guy is interested in you is, for me personally speaking, I become super awkward.
Mm.
Like, I'm a mess in here and what comes out isn't like what I mean to say and like…
Yeah.
Like it'll come out like my timing… I just think too much. Like, all right, when am I going to say this? I want to say this and I want to make this clear. This is the timing? Probably not. Hold up. All right, yeah, now's the time. Let's go. I say it and like that's not the way I wanted to say it. Like, you know, like I'm in my head a lot, especially that girls I'm like head over heels for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And I think the normal typical guy is if you notice him doing more stuff for you.
Yeah.
Like caring about you you know, probably what Peniel does, taking into consideration what you've said and when you're in your interests and like kind of, you know, moving upon that.
Yeah. And for guys, I think if they like a girl, they go like out of their way to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it's like…
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's why I heard it's like… you know how like a lot of times they're like, oh, like you change. Like you don't care anymore. Like after they're in like a relationship. Mm-hmm. I heard it's like the guy is technically still giving 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when they were like trying to like pursue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call it. they're giving like 110, 120%. Like they're doing, like, they're going like out of their way. They're like, they're giving more. Uh-huh. And then like they get comfortable. Uh-huh. And then they're like in their head, they're like, oh, I'm still doing whatever I can do. And it's mm-hmm. just like at 100%. But there's just no like, there's no that like NOS button or like that overdrive anymore, I heard.
What would you, what
so
you
I was like, to- yeah, I was thinking about that, but.
Mm-hmm. No,
what
that's
do you have
true.
To say about that?
That's true. That's I feel true, like girls right? are the same way too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why are you putting all the blame on us then all the time?
When did I put the blame on you? No, yeah, but.
All right, so we're going to read a prompt posted by someone on Reddit that posted mm-hmm. on Reddit okay. seeking advice related to this episode's theme.
Okay. All right. So I'll read it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I recently started talking to this girl this past week and I'm interested in her. Mm. It started off really well. She always replies, which is amazing. Good conversation. Mm. But a couple of days after we started talking, it started taking longer for her to respond. And I had thought maybe this was just because she wasn't on social media much. Me being worried, maybe whatever possible tiny spark that had been lit was dying, I asked her if she wanted to hang out sometimes. She had mentioned stuff for planning for this hangout hut, also said before it happens, she wants to get to know me better. Ever since then, it's taken longer and longer for her to reply. She keeps the conversation that is present going, but takes forever to say something, now getting upwards of 20 hours sometimes. Someone please tell me I'm wrong in the fact that I should move on, or if it would be wrong to either ask her to be honest if she's interested or not, or to tell her that I really like her.
Now here's a question. Have you... Was this a slide into a DM of a girl that you've never met before in person? Because there's nothing in, is there anything in here that they met?
No, they no, just planned to hang out.
Yeah. Right?
Maybe because they said she's not on social media.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it is 2020. The way a lot of people do meet for the first time is through DMs, through Instagrams, or, you know, through direct messaging, but on other social media too. But if you've never met them before, I feel like there's so much less obligation to like meet them. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I've never met him before, but he's cute. But like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's mm-hmm. there's that wall of you've never seen him in person before.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think the fact that it takes longer for her to respond, like up to 20 hours mm-hmm. I think it's like maybe her interest just died. Like just to
yeah.
be honest, like completely honest about it
uh-huh.
because
yeah.
like we would be thinking about the response all the time, like we'd right. be checking our phones to see if he responded
right.
like yeah. you know when we're interested in someone and we would mm-hmm. reply right away. Well, most people would, but then I don't know if she just doesn't think about him that much.
If that's the case and it's through a DM and you've never met her before,
yeah
mm-hmm.
bro, millions of other girls on Instagram, I'm sure you could, you know
that's
what
not,
I mean?
That totally.
Because what do you have to lose? You haven't like, you know, met her yet.
Yeah.
If she don't show interest, bro, she ain't showing interest. Mm. You want more than that, bro. Come on.
Wait, so I mean, would you ask her like to be honest with you or would you just move on?
I couldn't. I've never like, you know, met her in person before. If that's the case, I feel like if you're pulling too much with someone you've
yeah.
never met.
Yeah,
you're only on this because I've had friends that like say, oh, should I DM her? I'm DMing her right now. Oh, her. I've had friends do this before.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it's a game. It's all a mind game. And it's like you said earlier, it's losing interest. But if you keep pulling mm-hmm. on someone that's slowly losing interest.
Yeah.
If you look too interested and you look kind of
thirsty,
like thirsty, then it's going to be like, but. I've never met you before. Why?
Oh, like why? Yeah,
I mean,
so
it gets uncomfortable
on the other side. I can see that. Yeah.
So, but if that's not the case and you have met her before, and you guys have had good conversation, you guys have, you know, kind of had a little spark, then tell her what's up. Be like, hey, like, you know, we gotta take it to the next level. Hey,
I think he's too late already.
Yeah, I think so too. 20 hours?
He says he knew that she wasn't on social media much, right? Because he was like, oh, maybe that's why. But like, if he knows that she's not on social media much and he slid into her DMs, he should have asked for her phone number first. Because it's like, she could be on her phone, but not social media, you know? So you could still contact often, just mm-hmm. not through social media. And then I think he should have asked like way earlier to like meet up, like get lunch or something. You know what?
More details.
Yeah, we do need more details. But hey, it's like… you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, but if you take a shot, you have at least like 1% chance, right? So it's like, if you really like her, shoot your shot at least
once. Shoot it.
Because otherwise, he's probably just going to regret it. It's like, oh man. It's like, but what if?
Exactly.
Yeah, so…
It's going to be one or the other. He shoots a shot, she's not going to reply, or she's going to reply with a yes or a no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. If you think you're going to regret it, shoot your shot. If you don't really think you're going to regret it, it's just like, ah, I just randomly saw her and slid into her DMs. You don't really think you're going to regret it, then just move on.
Yeah, you're worth more than that, Mr. Hikjo. Yeah, so we gave a lot of advice today on the Reddit message. And hopefully everyone listening could take a piece of advice. And if you got a crush right now, like Peniel said, just go for it.
Go for it.
What do you got to lose?
What you got to lose?
Yeah. And if not, there's 7 billion people out there. So there's going to be one for you. Don't even trip.
Yeah.
All right?
And you know what? Take initiative like Ashley, all right?
Yeah.
Break the stereotype where guys got to approach first.
Yeah. Slide
girls,
up in the
if you guys are interested too, that's an option. But you know, there's the other ways too. But that's one of the options. Yes. Yes. All right.
Yeah. That being said, we're going to wrap up this episode. If you wish to stay updated on this show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Review the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and thank you everyone for listening.
Yes, and leave 5-star reviews on the podcast.
5 stars.
Yes, did you see all the reviews?
No less.
All 5 stars, bro.
Yeah.
All 5 stars. Only good comments.
Only good comments.
Do you want to be the only one to leave a negative comment? No, you don't.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Hey, did you like this video? If so, click the subscribe button.
And make sure to turn on your notifications so you don't miss a single video.
And listen to the entire audio episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Bye!
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Two black single moms living in LA, the Valley to be exact.
Duh.
We keep it 100, real, and unfiltered every Wednesday.
This is not your average mom show. No DIYs, mommy hacks,
or complaining about how our kids just hit their 60-month milestone.
This is grown folks talk.
That's right, because mama gotta have a life too.
Nothing is off limits as we discuss mental health, sex, motherhood, dating, culture, and our sometimes bad choices.
With a range of guests from social activists to porn star parents. This is a judgment-free zone for moms, women, and anyone looking for their tribe.
Join us, your host,
Erica
and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Acast recommends.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.